Charlie Kirk's suspect confessed in hidden note to roommate. Prosecutors allege, the bombing has been insane. Palestinians scramble to flee Israeli assault on Gaza City. Israel has committed genocide in Gaza. UN Commission of Inquiry says acting legend Robert Redford dies aged 89. Canadian writer Robert Munsch approved for assisted dying. Syria's worst drought in decades pushes millions to the brink. Judge dismisses terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione. Coup plot charges for former Romanian presidential candidate. Malawians await presidential poll result in vote dominated by economic woes. Chinese-linked mining firms sued over ecological catastrophe. In Zambia, Kenya issues arrest warrant for British national over young mother's murder. Fears balloon of a return to civil war in South Sudan over treason trial. U.S. designates Colombia as country failing to cooperate in drug war. TikTokers arrested for insulting Somalia's president in a dance video. Artifacts recovered from Titanic's sunk sister ship. Deal is done to keep TikTok in the U.S. Says Trump federal court blocks Trump from sacking Lisa Cook. Sabrina Carpenter and Justin Bieber to headline Coachella 2026. Trump says he will sue New York Times for $15 billion. Nigerian chef breaks world record for largest jollof rice dish. Bowen, UN Commission report on genocide is blunt indictment of Israel's actions in Gaza. The hungry can't stay silent. Behind deadly protests in oil-rich Angola. The bombing has been insane. Palestinians scramble to flee Israeli assault on Gaza City. Beaten and held in Russia for 3 years, but never charged with a crime. Trump's state visit is mired with potential pitfalls, despite careful planning. Why more women get cancer in India, but more men die. 10 teenage stars to look out for in the Champions League. What is at stake in Malawi's elections as cost of living bites? They were shot dead for protesting against corruption in Nepal. Watch key takeaways from Charlie Kirk suspect's first court appearance. Completely different, yet genuinely get on. BBC correspondents on Starmer and Trump watch. The son's kid's life in the spotlight. Watch bear caught on CCTV searching for food in Indian temple. Watch J.D. Vance host Charlie Kirk's daily talk radio show. Israel demolishes more high-rise towers as Gaza City offensive ramps up. Homes damaged, cars swept away as rains flood India's Uttarakhand, U.S. Tariffs won't have direct impact on India's steel industry, official says. Oil prices steady at two-week high as Fed rate decision looms. U.S. EPA keeps all options open in biofuel reallocation proposal. U.S. oil futures climb as API reports larger than expected draw in U.S. crude oil stocks. EU to propose faster phase-out of Russian energy. Von der Leyen says oil settles over 1% higher as Ukraine drone attacks target Russian supply. Argentina's Milei to partially privatize nuclear power plants. Operator Australia delays first offshore wind auction as global investment retreats. JD.com hits four-month high as chairman pledges no price war in hospitality push. Factbox, Wells Fargo's business in China, where senior executive has left after lifting of exit ban. U.S. wins release of Wells Fargo banker barred from leaving China. Sources say Ben & Jerry's co-founder Greenfield steps down. Analysis, why Trump's push to nix quarterly reporting may succeed this time. Ben & Jerry's co-founder Greenfield quits, cites Unilever silencing. Report, Nissan seeks to learn from Chinese supplier strategies as part of cost-cutting drive. Nissan to shut design studios in U.S. and Brazil and downsize London, Japan operations. Baidu shares surge on in-house AI chip optimism, major partnership. Thai industrial sentiment hits three-year low in August on politics, strong baht. Singapore's exports fall 11.3% YY in August, much weaker than forecast. China's $19 trillion stock market, once called uninvestable, lures foreigners again.